wanted here.
Dozens of Vietnam veterans are busy on the front lawn of the Ventura County Government Center assembling a tribute to their friends in uniform who paid the ultimate price for their country. The moving wall is a 256-foot-long, half-size replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. Like the National Memorial, it contains the names of the more than 58,000 Americans who died in the conflict. Even as the wall is being assembled, it brings out emotions for those who served.
This is a healing wall. The moment you come here and you put your finger on your loved one that never came back, it brings a lot of memories back, a lot of memories.
Jess Gutierrez of Port Hueneme says he almost became one of the names on the wall, and one of his friends is on it.
I was in Vietnam in 68. I was only there 4 months and one day, and I stepped on a landmine. It messed up my legs. I was in the hospital for 10 months recovering. I was the lucky one because my partner, who was literally next to me, as close as you were, he took the brunt of the blast. And there was nothing left of him.
Manuel Gonzalez of Oxnard is a former Marine who served in Vietnam in 1964 and 1965. He says the wall includes the names of 111 Ventura County men who died in Vietnam.
We come to pay their respects. Some of these young boys on the wall were originally from Oxnard, Camarillo, Port Hueneme, Ventura, Ojai, Casita Springs, and Santa Paula.
Dan Pineda was another Vietnam-era veteran on hand for the moving wall's visit. He says he was in college and in the process of being drafted when he decided to enlist. Pineda was ordered to Germany, where he worked in electronics. He admits he's always been conflicted because a high school classmate who was drafted died in Vietnam.
It's honor, tragedy. It's a mixture of emotions. There's a sense of guilt in me, okay? There's a sense of, in looking at the wall, there's a sense of guilt that I am not there and came home.
Many of the Ventura County veterans here for the Vietnam Memorial admit that it was fate or luck that they're alive today instead of being another name on the wall.
Gary Scott Ferguson, he and I were in a bunker on August 3rd, 1966. We were struck by lightning. I was blown out the back and he was killed.
Joe Richardson is a member of the Vietnam Veterans of Ventura County.
We must remember. And for those of us who made it back, this is holy ground. This is special.
Richardson says one of the important things about the wall's visit is helping generations not even alive when the Vietnam War occurred understand the sacrifice.
A little bit of understanding what freedom costs, what the actual cost was for the freedoms that we have today, and the loss of so many young lives. 33,000 of those names up here were 18 years old. The average age for the whole wall is 19 years and 2 months.
The moving wall will be available for visitors around the clock from now until Monday afternoon in the front lawn of the Ventura County Government Center. Tomorrow morning at 11, there'll be a public memorial ceremony. In addition to the moving wall, there's also a second memorial next to it created by artist George Sandoval, which honors the 111 Ventura County Vietnam War dead. Jess Gutierrez, who was badly wounded during the Vietnam War, admits he was angry for decades about the cold reception that he and other veterans received when they returned home from the war. He was so angry he threw away his uniform and medals. Now, a half century later, he says he's made peace with it, and this weekend will put on a uniform for the first time since 1969.
I need closure in this feeling that I've had for 50 years.
In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.